Hashem, Yisvarach, we are continuing here in the Sefer Shari Avaida, and the last 2 weeks we talked about Simcha in a person being Makir Chashiva Satsmai, and now we're moving on. We're on page Nun, which is /Ches. Liyosameach b'mitzvahs. The next category of Simcha is being Simcha Basiyas HaMitzvahs. So he says as follows: the parshas b'chukai say lacher kol haklolis aneirois shalatechacha kase batayra tachas asheleyavato tashamalekecha b'simcha ubetuv lebav. So after all of the klolis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is chas v'shalom could come to Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says why? Because you did not serve Hashem b'simcha ubetuv lebav. Kasev al zeh Rabbeinu Bechai. So Rabbeinu Bechai on that pasuk says, Yashimeinu HaKasev. The pasuk is punishing us. But of the Hashem Yisbarach. It sounds like we served Hashem. You served Hashem. But v'loy ha'iso avayda b'simcha. It's not asher le'yavata as Hashem le'kecha. It's le'yavatcha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. That means you served Hashem, but it wasn't b'simcha. The vishachayev ha'adam ala simcha b'saskoy b'mitzvahs. A person is obligated to be b'simcha when he's doing mitzvahs. V'asimcha b'maisa ha'mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Rabbeinu Bechai writes, it's an independent mitzvah that's intertwined with what you're doing. There's a mitzvah to do the mitzvahs, and then there is another mitzvah to do those mitzvahs b'simcha. And since it's an independent mitzvah, there's special schar for doing the mitzvah b'simcha. And therefore, Valkein Yanish Bikan Lemisha Oiver Avoides HaMitzvah Kishalayaso B'Simcha. So Ben Bechai is bothered. What Aveira did I do? You're telling me I did mitzvahs? So I didn't do the B'Simcha. So I get punished for that? Terence says, Ben Bechai, you're right. The mitzvah of Tefillin you were Mekayim. The mitzvah of Shabbos you were Mekayim. You're not going to get punished for that. But the mitzvah of Simcha, an independent mitzvah, Ben Bechai is saying. The mitzvah of Simcha, while you're doing a mitzvah, that if you don't do it, the pasuk is saying the teicha is going to come. Ulechach tzarif sheyase odom hamitzus besimcha ubekavana shleima ad kan l'shaina. So that is an unbelievable Rabbeinu Bechai, but the truth is, as I say in pasuk, that's what the pasuk is saying. Tachas shelevato sashem lekecha besimcha ubetuv leiva. Now the Rabbeinu Bechai is saying that there's this independent mitzvah of being besimcha while you do mitzvah. It's not just walk around being besimcha, jumping on your head. That might be different. Imdu as Hashem besimcha, as we're going to see in the next few pieces, when a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be besimcha. Now, the Mechaber here, Rabbi Four, says, V'yesh adayin tzarech lahavin, af sheyesh inyan b'simcha shel mitzvah, lama chamer kol kach, v'lama ne'onesh bo'inshim ne'roim ne'shechatz alonu asimcha. What he's going, the approach he's taking now is to try to show, okay, I understand there's inyan of simcha, but it's so serious that the taichah comes, and even if you want to tell me, I'll be punished. Okay, I didn't do the mitzvah of simcha, but why is it that there's such unbelievable punishments because we're lacking the simcha? Now, before we go weiter, I want to share with you a meridik of Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma on this pasuk in Parshas Kisavai. So the next words of the pasuk is Meroivkal. Meroivkal. So Kisavai. This is in Kisavai. Right, jump in Kisavai. Oh. So now, so the Meshech Chachma is very interesting. Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says as follows. Later on, the pasuk says in the Taicha, "V'avata tayevecha, you're going to serve your enemies, b'choiser kol, lacking kol." So the Gemara Nedarim has different explanations of what is this koel, this oil, whatever koel is, the oil that you're lacking. So the Gemara Nedarim, according to Manman, the Amr says, Zed Das. What you're going to be lacking is Das. You're not going to be able to understand what's going on, think about what's going on. You're going to be in the service, so to speak, of the Goyim, lacking Das. You're not going to have the Das to be able to get out of it. So what does the Meshech Chachma do with this? The Meshech Chachma says, well, okay, if Chayser Kal means Das, so what does Meiroiv Kal mean? The Gemara doesn't say this. This is on Gzeira Shava almost. When the Pasuk says, you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav, Meiroiv Kal also means Zed Das. You had a lot of Das, Meiroiv Kal. You had a lot of it. So he says as follows, what does that mean, you had a lot of Das? So the Meshech Chachma says, Ben Zayma tells us in the Gemara that Ben Zayma looked around and he said, you know, Kami Yagiyas Yoga Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan, how much did he have to toil to get a loaf of bread? I guess after the Chet. First he had to plow, and then he had to harvest, and he planted, and he did all the melechus of planting, and then he did Lush, and he did Afia, and he did all these things. How so much work went into the processing of the bread from planting to production, says Ben Zayma, and I get up every morning, go to the bakery, and that's it. I got a loaf of bread. Look how much went into it, and I get it all in front of me. I didn't have to do barely lift a finger, and it happened for me. How much, says Ben Zayma, how much did Adam Rishon have to do to make himself some clothing? So he planted until he sheared the wool of things, and he was malabbing it, and he spun it, and then he weaved it, all these different things. And again, I found them all matzil lefani. So Ben Zayma, when he was having Hakaras HaTayv for what he had, he was looking into, we've talked about this other times, I don't remember when, but somewhere along the line we talked about this, that Hakaras HaTayv, the difference between Hakaras HaTayv and Kfuye Taiva, Kfuye means to squelch something, to squeeze something. Kfiya means when you force someone to do something, it's called Kaita. Why? Because he has a will and he doesn't want to do it, and you squelch his will, you force him. So, a Kfuye Taiva is not a person who denies that he received something good from someone, but he minimizes the Taiva. Like the Gemara says, what's the difference in a good guest and a bad guest? An Irach Taiva, a good guest, that says, oh, look around, look at what the Balabais did for me. All this food he made just for me, he prepared all these different dishes, all just for me. And the bad guest says, oh, what did he do already? What did he do already? He anyways cooked for his family, everything he cooked, they had a little bit of Shirayim from everybody. So the Mefarshim explained that both of these guests are at the same table. They're not different stories. It's not the one guy came in and he caught the tail end of the leftovers of the meal, and the other guy got himself a whole meal made for him. So why is one a good guest, one a bad guest? They're both saying the truth. The answer is they're both the same at the same meal. They're both guests at the same meal. But, and it's true, the Balabais was cooking for his family as well. It's not a steer, he's cooking for his family, plus he had guests. But the Reach Taiv, the good guest, looks at the Taivas that was going on over here, and he looks at it, and he takes it back to the nth degree. And he says, as if it was all done for him, that much Hakaras HaTayv he has to the host, as if everything was done for him. He doesn't say, well, he did it anyways. That's not Hakaras HaTayv. You have to look at it as if he did it all for you. The Reach Ra, he's the bad guest, says also, I agree, he made food, but how much did he do already? Kfiyas Taiva is minimizing, you're squelching the Taiva. I agree he did something for me. It wasn't the biggest thing. Right? So when a person looks at a Taiva, there's different ways of how you can look at it. If you look at it very surface, you just see what's going on in front of you, you say thank you, and that's it. But if you're able to look beyond that, then Zayma, when he looked at a loaf of bread, he didn't just say thank you to the baker or to the cashier in the bakery. He thought to himself, hey, what went on over here? Somebody had to grind the flour even before that. Somebody had to go and plant. He's thinking all the way back, and then his Hakaras HaTayv, when he has this final product, is so much greater. He's the Taiva. The Kfuye Taiv, he also said thank you. He also understands someone did him a favor. Okay, but here it is, his loaf of bread. He was anyways grinding, he was this, he did it for himself, he did it for somebody else. That's the difference between a Hakaras HaTayv and a Kfuye Taiv. So Ben Zayma was being Makir Taiva and everything that he had, and he said to himself, really, it could have been me doing every one of these things. We don't think of ourselves when we buy a box of Cheerios that somebody planted oats. We never think about that. If we wanted to make Cheerios, we'd have to go plant oats in our backyard. What would we have to do? So we got to the bowl of cereal. We're not holding that. We take Cheerios. We're lucky if we think it grew on the shelf there and finished. You know what I'm saying? It somehow made it to the shelf. If it's not there, we're for kind of why it's not there, right? How come the guy didn't do his job and put it out and finish? But that's our karas atayim is really to see all the way beyond that. Really, all of this, and Benzaim was saying, someone did all of this. Adam Harishon had to do it all himself, and I get it, and it's all here for me. He says, if Adam Harishon thought about that when it came to Gashmias, Kain Sarach Adam Lihispoinen Ochaste Haboire Baruch Hu, a person has to think about the Chesed of Hashem, that where we are today with our Emuna and our Torah. He says, Kama Yegias, how hard did Avraham Avinu have to work? Years and years, the Rambam says, that Avraham Avinu was flying all over the world, is the lashon of the Rambam, in his seichel, in his mind, trying to figure out what's going on in this world. And he's looking around at this Avay Dazar, and he's being mispointed about this, all different types of things. And how many Achis Boinim Laharchi Kakilulim, till he realized, one second, Avay Dazar is not the thing. And then to understand and to experience that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world, and really understand Yichud Hashem Yisbarach. There's only one Hashem, and else is nothing. And Ashkochas Hashem, everything you have, Avraham Avinu is from the Avos HaKadoshim. No one bigger than the Avos HaKadoshim. But where did Avraham Avinu start off? Started off the son of Terach. Ayver Avay Dezara, Mitchila Avay Dezara, Ayver Avay Seinu, right? Terach Avi Avram, Avi Nachar, right? V'akech Ez Avichem. We saw over there in Haggadah. V'akech Ez Avichem is Avram. I took Avram. Hashem said, I helped Avram. Avram is Avram Avinu. And he went from zero to being from the Avos HaKadoshim. You know what that took? And not only that, the Avos HaKadoshim then toiled to be Oymer Amitasa, each one of the Amitasa, the truth of HaKadosh Baruch. Not only that, then our forefathers in Mitzrayim, they worked in a way, they toiled in a way that they became a Klal Yisrael. We went down a nation of 70 people, and we came out a Klal Yisrael, not just in numbers, we came out a Klal Yisrael, ready to be Mekabel the Torah. Hashem didn't give the Torah to the Avos, He didn't give the Torah to the Shvatim. He didn't give it to them, they weren't ready yet. It wasn't a Klal Yisrael that was ready. The Menorah Samar writes that one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah is because we were Melumadim Ba'avdos. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be an Eved of Hashem. What does it mean to be an Eved? Well, you have to go through a course of what it means to be an Eved. First, you'll serve a master, a human master. You'll know what it means to be an Eved. Once you know what it means to be an Eved, you can now start thinking about being an Eved Hashem. But if you don't know what it means to be an Eved, what's the difference between an Eved? An Eved is a person who doesn't get sick days and doesn't get time off, and his wife has a baby 4 o'clock in the morning. If he comes to work late, they beat him up. And if he comes to work the next day late because he had 103 fever, they hang him up in the town square. There's no excuses. You don't go on strike because you want better wages. There's no such thing. You do that at the end. That's an Eved. We're Eved Hashem. Guy can't wake up one morning and say, you know what? I'm not in the mood today. No, Rabbi Hashem, higher wages, but I don't keep kosher today. Or I'm not mentioning Shabbos this week, it's not for me. I'm sorry, my wife had a baby, it's too hard, I gotta get through the errands. It doesn't work like that. We're Avdei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, we based Avadim, but we went through a course of Avdus. So that means our Avos in Mitzrayim went through this course, Yogu Aviseinu b'Mitzrayim, Avshinase Ru'uyim L'Kabel Tariyeg Mitzvahs. And they had to demonstrate their Amunah with the Karban Pesach. All the different things that call Kriyas Yamsov, these are all things that Klal Yisrael, levels of Steiging that they needed to get to become Klal Yisrael, to be Mekabel the Torah. Okay, Umashiyagu Kulam, and Yimaitze Kalailu Musakam Lefana. And we wake up every morning, and part of it is part of our DNA already. The other part, we Baruch Hashem have a Torah to teach us what to do. They didn't have a Torah. Obviously, from Mekayimus HaTorah, where did they get the Torah from? They were misbainin on their own. They were such a high level of understanding what Hashem wanted in this world. That's what it means they were Mekayimus HaTorah. The Torah is Hashem's Ratzon, and they were Mekayim the Mitzvahs, but they had to come on their own understanding. It's a whole different thing. We have it all set up in front of us. But the Shabbat gives us a Torah and says, here it is. You want to grow, you want to connect, you want to become the Gadol HaDor, you want to become from the Amasi Agil, Maisei L'Maisei Obeis, and it's all here for you. Kama tzarech ha'odam ha'nilva v'liyos sameach. A person, how happy he should be. Ulahaydis la'ashem ha'tayiv shediku l'kol zeh. He should be so full of simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him all of this. V'zehu b'simcha u'v'tayiv leiv me'roiv leivav me'roiv kol. That's what it means. You should assert that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha u'v'tayiv leivav. Why? Me'roiv kol. You had it all. Zehu me'roiv ha'deyos. You had this das. It was here for you. It was open. You don't have to mechadish it on your own. You have to come down your own. It's all here. You had the Torah. And then he brings down and he says, the Chavis HaLevavis writes in Shara Bechina, Hagedoyla Bataivis Sha'etiv Bohem HaBoiroi is HaTorah. That the greatest taiva, being makir taiv, Shara Bechina talks about, being makir taiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it talks about your body and all different things in the Bria, and he comes out to Chavis HaLevavis, and the biggest taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for a person is giving us a Torah. And that says the Meshech Chachma is the biggest simcha a person should have. And this is what he ends off, and he says, "Al zet tzarich ha'adam." A person really contemplates that and thinks that. "Al zet tzarich ha'adam lismayach." A person should be rejoice. "V'lasi shevach v'adoyi l'Hashem yisparach." And praise Hashem may oimek lay from the depths of his heart. "Ulismachim v'zeh." And this should comfort him. "Al kol madvei levavoy v'hamikrim hameikin lay." A person goes through tzaris, a person goes through things that pain him, things that are stressful, in his few years, in this transient world, if a person is able to realize the richness that we have, the oisha that we have, he'll just be full of simcha. He'll be full of simcha. That's what we say, tachas ha-shalevat, ha-shem l'gecho, the simcha v'tulevav, me'roiv kol. If you understand what you have this Torah, you have this Das, you have all of these things that the Ovis and the Klal Yisrael have just given us on a silver, Bein Hashem has given us on a silver platter, you should be full of Simcha and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since you didn't, Tachat, that's why the Einish comes. So we haven't gotten yet to Rabbi Forrest, but this is just the Meshech Chachma explaining, number one, how a person should come to Simcha in Avodas Hashem, come to Simcha in Limud HaTorah or in having the Torah, and that already is now an inkling into why it's such a chamor thing, why there's so many Einshim Noiroim when a person doesn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha. Because if you're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha, you're not truly being makir what we have. You're not appreciating what we have. You don't appreciate it. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you know, Shkaya, you're doing the Torah, but you're not appreciating it. You know, it's like the Gemara in the Dharam tells us that Shalva Tanavim is a Chachamim, is a Kainim, Amahab Daritz. Nobody could figure out why Eretz Yisrael, why the Churban coming up to Shevat Tamuz, Yimei Churban. So test time was already. Today was Hay, so tomorrow's Vav already. So test time was already in the first Beis HaMikdash when they broke through the city. Shavuot B'Tam was second Beis HaMikdash. Chazal didn't want us to have to fast 9 and 17 a week apart, so they put everything Shavuot B'Tam was according to one man Dominic the Gemara. So we're already coming up in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Amah of the Aretz. And when you lay Necha, we talk about the Kinnos, and we hear what went on in Eretz Yisrael, the tragedies that went on in Eretz Israel, the destruction that went on in Eretz Israel, and Amah of the Aretz. Why? Why? They asked everybody. No one could figure out Amah of the Aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the answer. Now what? Asha'az v'tayrasi. They left my Torah. So tomorrow, Shalei Birchu b'tayrat chila. They didn't say Birchas HaTayrah. So the Mepharshim over there asked, what do you mean, what's going on over here? If they weren't learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, how come nobody knew? Elamai, you tell me they were learning Torah and they were doing mitzvahs. So now what happened? So they didn't say Birchas HaTorah, so that becomes such a big Aveira, destruction of the land. But it's the same idea. What's a bracha? A bracha shvach v'idol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Birchas HaTorah, whatever Birchas HaTorah is, four different ways in understanding it, at least four different ways in Birchas HaTorah. But one of the ways is, it's a Birchas HaShvach. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. If you don't appreciate the Torah, you could be learning Torah, doing the mitzvah of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but if you're not saying Birchas HaTorah, you don't appreciate what the Torah really is, forget about comparing it to other chachmas, like the Ran says and others say, which also shvar to understand. But you're not saying Birchas HaTorah means say you're not appreciating it, whether they actually said the Birchas HaTorah or not. It's very shvar also to say nobody said Birchas HaTorah. It says the Birchas HaTorah wasn't a Birchas HaTorah. You don't appreciate the Torah? It's the same thing as over here. The Simcha V'Tov Levav, right? Kol. You have no appreciation. If there's no appreciation, the Rabbanu Shlomo, that's what the Ancient Meiraim come for. It's a whole different thing. You're learning the Torah, doing the mitzvahs, but you don't makir the Oisha that you have. It's the poorest person in the world. If you're not makir the Oisha that you have, if you're not makir it, you're not rich. There's, I don't know what the story is. Somebody told me about it, but I saw it four other times during the same thing. My Zayd is a Chayin of the Bracha. I already heard it with mistakes. It was already printed with four other mistakes. And Mr. Itzinger even brought me from the Torah Tavlin. The whole story was under a Maisa already by the time it got there. Other than even he said something doesn't make sense in the story. But the Maisa was that before the war, someone came over to him and told him that I'm not sure if I'm going to make it out of here, and I have a Swiss bank account, and here's the number of the Swiss bank account, and if you make it through the war and ever find any of my descendants or my children, you'll give them the number. And after the war, this person didn't make it through the war. Did make it. He wasn't really in the war. He left. He saw what was coming. He was in Poland for one night. And he saw the Nazis. He ran to Litta and he told them in Litta what the Nazis were doing in Poland, and they called him the Polish bluffer because they didn't believe it. They couldn't believe it, but he knew what was happening. Got himself married, and he went to Israel in 1941 before the war came to Lithuania. But Kitzer, so after the war, he looked, he couldn't find any children of this person. Finished. 20 years later, he was up on a train, I think, in Manhattan or somewhere. He was somewhere, and a guy sits down next to him and says, giving him a whole sob story. He possibly doesn't have money to eat, he's poor, some bread to feed his kids. So finally, they said, what's your name? So he told him his name. He says, 1 second, are you related to this person? He says, yeah, he's my father. He says, I have some news for you. You have a Swiss bank account that has in it $500,000, I think it was. There it's like millions of dollars, yeah, or something like that. Mr. Tia says, Nachayev, nobody in Poland has so much money. No one in Poland has so much money. So whatever it was, he says, the guy told me I don't even have money to go to Switzerland to get the account. He said, my Zayd lent him the money to get it. So he went, he got the account. So my Zayd, the Chayin of Rocher of Christ, used to say to Shmuz, after he'd say the story, he would say, let me ask you a question. Was this guy rich for those 20 years, or was he poor for those 20 years? So that he was rich. He was rich. He had millions of dollars in the bank. So no, because if you could have millions of dollars in the bank, but you don't know about it, you're poor. You can have it, but you don't know it. Chavivin, what do we say in Avis? Chavivin Yisrael. Then it says, Chibi Yisera Shenoidalem. Keeps on saying it. There's a special Chavivus. Then it's even more Chavivus when you find out about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us as Klal Yisrael. But none of him loves us. He told us he loves us. So now we know about it. It's a whole different thing. And that's the idea. If you have it, but you don't appreciate what you have, you're not mocked what you have, and especially HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have the ability. You just got to use your mind. You got to think about it. And you're not mocked it. So that brings an unbelievable Einish, that brings a Seichel, and that's something for every one of us to think about.